Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you're looking for a coaching gig in Buffalo, something just opened up.
Who got the canola?
I'm surprised. Who got the canola?
Yeah.
I'm surprised, but there are lots of Sabres fans that are excited this morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. We'll start this way. We are the official station of the Buffalo Sabres. You heard the Sabres in their last game last night skate to a 4-2 victory over the Tampa Bay Lightning, although they will miss the playoffs for a 13th straight season. It is the longest active streak of missing the playoffs in of the four major sports.
Wow.
Who is the head coach of the Buffalo Sabres?
I have no idea.
Okay, you're on the show, morning show,
I don't
of the
do
official
sports.
Station of the... What do you mean you don't do sports? You're a football expert.
I thought he gave a football. Nickname to this guy at one point.
I did.
How are you so bad at this?
Who's the guy?
Sabres head coach Don Granato.
Oh, Granato. You didn't tell me Donzie
got the can. He's Italian, too. He's Italian. You
should
know this
Donzie.
Stuff. Well, he's no longer the head coach of the Buffalo Sabres. They fired him after three seasons behind the bench there. Donnie Meatballs, after going 39-37-6 this season, 84 points. They finished sixth of their division. He is gone. Again, 13 straight years without a playoff appearance. Last year was the closest the Sabres have come in that drought. They missed the playoffs by half a game.
Ooh.
Half a game. Kimmy, are you surprised?
A little bit, just because they've had so many coaches over the course of the last few years, I thought maybe they'd give this guy a little bit more time.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Hey,
it's not working. You just keep bringing a new person in. And I thought, I thought they would maybe see where this goes.
He understood the game.
What did you just say?
Better go get Lindy back.
Okay.
He understood the game.
There's one coach Tommy knows. Mm-hmm. One. And he just lucked out into saying something that everyone
Nolan.
Else is saying. What's his first name?
Danny Nolan.
Danny Nolan? Yeah. Is that his brother?
Yeah.
Danny Nolan? Danny Nolan. Danny. Where are you, Danny? Lindy Ruff, the Sabres head coach who was
got
the
him
most
to the cup.
Recent. Yes, he in 99. Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. And to the Eastern Conference Finals in 05-06. He is available right now. He was just fired by the New Jersey Devils a couple weeks ago. Sabres fans want Lindy Ruff. A lot of them do.
They did?
Well, yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. You just ask backwards into that. Mm-hmm. But Lindy Ruff was also the coach of the Sabres and had all that success when he had two of the greatest goalies in NHL history,
yes,
Dominic Hasek and Ryan Miller.
Mm-hmm.
So outside of them, he's made the playoffs three of the last 8 years he's coached. That's not a great record.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to bump the other guy up, like the assistant coach?
So Seth Appert, the head coach of the Rochester Americans, would be, I assume, in contention for his head coaching
well,
job.
Right?
He is, but I mean, it's different coaching.
Is he ready?
He's an older guy. Well, I say older. He's not like in his 30s. I think he's in his 50s.
Okay.
But coaching in the AHL is different because you're developing prospects.
Yeah.
You need a guy that has
different mindset. Almost.
Exactly. Because
yeah.
That's what Don Granato was. He was a prospect developing guy, and he brought these players along
the
time.
Don't most of these guys come out of the minors coaching?
No.
They go,
hockey's weird, where they'll just pick random people and go, you're the coach now.
So this guy here for the Amherst, he's never been an NHL head coach?
I don't believe Seth Appert has any games behind an NHL
coach. So who are you thinking?
It could be anybody. Like, I'm not kidding when I say that the
NHL...
They
brought in a soccer coach one year.
Ralph Kruger, was the coach before Don Granato, yeah. was a soccer coach. And he was the head coach of the Sabres for 2.5 years. So, like, I mean, we've seen NHL franchises take guys that were players and go, you're coach now. Mm-hmm. We've seen guys that were behind, like up in the front office, you're coach now. Wayne Gretzky, who had no NHL coaching experience at all, coached the Coyotes for a couple of years, who, by the way, are moving to Salt Lake City. Did you see that story?
They are?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yep. The Flying Mormons are going to call them. So, yeah, I have no idea what they do from here. I would think, Kimmy, you know, this usually goes in waves back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A splash big name head coaching.
Ooh, who's the biggest name out there?
I don't even know.
So Rod Brind'Amour is the head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes. His contract is up at the end of the year. He played with Kevin Adams in Carolina, who is the general manager of the Buffalo Sabres. It's a pie in the sky move.
Right.
He's like the top guy.
I mean, that would be the guy that I think
but
Sabres
there's no
fans
guarantee
would go.
He's leaving.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Had a lot of success with coaches coming from the Carolinas up to Buffalo.
Give me an example.
The one that's
what's his name?
The head coach of the Bills,
yeah,
McDermott.
What's his name? Okay. Well, I thought you blanked for a second.
I thought you were talking hockey. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's probably not going to happen. I don't know. I don't know who that guy's going to be.
Better do something. Jesus Christ, you got a record sucking?
Oh, hold on. Let me email the Sabres. You guys better do something, Tommy says. If you do something, things will work out better.
Yes.
I mean, the good news is...
What? The season's over?
You're in a
We got the Amerikes to look forward to.
Well, the Amerikes have made the playoffs. They could be number one in their division by the end of the weekend. Yeah. As far as the Sabres go, you're in a good position to attract a talented big-name head coach. You got $22 million in cap space next year, which is a lot. You have a ton of young, talented players under contract.
All right.
You have four stud defensemen in your top two pairing, and it looks like you finally found your goalie, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. Had the best season a Sabres goalie has had since Ryan Miller's been in
Buffalo. Where does his first name stop?
Ukko? No, Ukko.
Ukko is his first name.
Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen.
All right.
So Ukko's his first name. Pekka Luukkonen's his last name, but there's a hyphen in there. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen.
You know what they say, if you want a good goalie, put a Pekka in it.
It's not Pekko. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. Whether we bring a Pekka, Sabres fans would also
usually do.
Mike Pekka is shut up. I don't know. I don't know what to think.
You would know better than us.
I don't know. I mean, the Sabres could
follow it on TV.
I don't know what's out there.
You miss TV hockey.
She covers RIT men's college hockey.
Yeah, but she knows the game.
Yeah?
I'm guessing.
What's the Sabres coach name who we just fired?
Meatballs.
What's his name?
Tony Meatballs.
How are
Tony?
You so... No, he's got a brother named Tony.
Tony Guccione. I don't know.
Bro, I just said the name out loud.
I know.
We've been talking about him getting fired.
You reached ultimate grandpa status. Seriously. You're just making up names now.
I can't handle it. Hockey is hard for me. Man.
I just said his name. It's not about hockey. It's his name. It's a very standout name. Tony Tuccheroni.
That's my dad's best friend.
Your dad's best friend was a coach of
the Sabres?
That's
where I got that name, Tony Tuccheroni.
He's still coaching the Sabres until today?
It's Danny DiNicola.
Shut up.
Another one of my friends.
Again, Don Granato, Donnie Meatballs.
Donnie Granato's.
Has been fired by the Buffalo Sabres. 274 games. He went 122, 125, and 27.
So it doesn't sound like he had a pretty good run.
He was right there.
He just couldn't get it over the hump.
Yeah, he was right there. Yeah. Which is why, again, I'm surprised that they wouldn't have given him one more run. Unless
see how it goes.
The only thing I'm
they
hoping.
They trust him with the offseason.
All right, here's what I'm hoping. Because if they would have brought him back for another season, I would have been totally fine with that. You know, the Sabres expert than I am. Mm-hmm. You only make this move if you think you have something bigger waiting in the wings.
Right.
That's my hope.
There's a whale out there.
I hope so. But again, like, who knows? You'd have to spend money to do that. Who knows if Terry Pegula is willing to spend money on the Sabres team right now? We'll see. Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.